A black walnut tree likely as old as Woodlawn Memorial Park at 160 years old was treated to some overdue care on Saturday. At the inaugural tree care event put on by Guelph Tree Trust, GTT, arborists hoisted themselves up high into the tree to saw off dead limbs to give the tree a much-needed haircut. Part of why Margaret Stewart attended the tree care event was because she wanted to see the arborists at work. I also wanted to know how they're taking on maintaining these older trees, she said. Trees don't have an option to stop growing, said Rob Shaw-Lakavsky, GTT member. They will grow to the point of where the structure doesn't support itself. As a city, we have a responsibility for the stewardship of the land on which we live and work. As citizens, we're stewards of trees on that land, and Tree Trust Organization Grateful cares for the elder trees, said Shaw-Lakavsky, as part of the land acknowledgement. Black walnuts are a traditional food source, he said. Increasingly, we are aware that it's the big trees that are really important in our community, said Tony Ellis, director of GTT. It takes about 250 saplings to do the work of one big tree, she said. We recognize that management of the mature forest, the big trees also require support, said Martin Litchfield, president of Rotary Club of Guelph South, which sponsored the event. To maintain the health of those trees for oxygen and controlling carbon dioxide, we realized it was time for us to help out on that side of forestry, that side of climate change, said Litchfield, in an interview with Guelph Today. I've got to say that is a pretty special tree, said Mike Schreiner, Guelph MPP. We know to have healthy forests and healthy communities we have to have mature trees like this walnut, Schreiner said. He thanked GTT for helping preserve elder trees and making sure Guelph has healthy forests. I think one of the lessons learned from the pandemic is just how important access to nature is for our mental and physical well-being, said Schreiner. City Councilor Phil Ault referred to the trees in Woodlawn Memorial Park as an oxygen factory. I think quite often we forget cemeteries are essentially a living place and an affirmation of life. And the trees that we see around us are helping us all to breathe better, said Ault. The cemetery is a place that confirms how important the circle of life is, he said. The black walnut tree is a reminder of the squirrel who planted a black walnut in Ault's backyard. He cheered on the squirrels for planting. We need more black walnuts to keep away invasive species, he said. As a not-for-profit organization, Woodlawn has limited resources for the care and preservation of historical species like our black walnut, said Rebecca Kitt, general manager at Woodlawn Memorial Park. This is only one of many historical living pillars in this cemetery, said Kitt. It truly is a wonderful place for the living. The cemetery has been known as an unofficial arboretum, she said.